Okay, so welcome back to the Flying Dogs podcast. This is episode 11. Hopefully you've listened to our bonus episode from last week where we were fortunate enough to interview Gunter Frecken from Germany and talk about all things flyball in Germany and make some comparisons. If not, go back, have a listen. You won't regret it. I'm Nikki. And
I'm Jo.
And we're here to talk all things flyball and also discuss the UKFL championships that we've just been to.
We have just been. We got back a whole week ago.
Doesn't feel like a whole week ago, does it?
A whole week and a day. A whole week and 2 days for you because you got back on the Sunday, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
You stayed for Monday.
Yeah.
Well, we came back on the Monday.
Well, yeah. You went Thursday as well, so you actually got there Wednesday night, didn't you?
We did.
Because there was a bonus day added on at the beginning, wasn't there, because they couldn't fit in all the indoor singles on the Monday. So they added a bonus day on the Thursday to allow for the overflow of single entries for indoor and also make some entries into Little League singles, didn't they?
Yes, they did. So we had all running in singles on the Friday.
No, you didn't. You ran on the Thursday.
That's what I meant. Thursday is Friday.
That's what we're talking about, Jo. We're talking about Thursday.
Thursday is the new Friday. Or Friday's the new
singles
Thursday.
Is the new pair.
Yeah, but I have a terrible memory. So I know Aura ran and Gracie ran.
Gracie had a debut in Little League singles, which was fabulous.
Yeah.
Did brilliantly. Honey ran. Did Honey run?
Yeah, possibly. Do you know what? We really are shocking. We need to have a look at the list.
Yeah, that's not great, is it?
No.
But I know on the Friday, because we ended up getting down there on the Thursday night for the opening ceremony.
You did. You made it, didn't you? Because you weren't sure if you were going to make
it. Oh, terrible journey. Oh, goodness me. The roads across the UK. Oh, I mean, it took us 45 minutes from North Wales to get to Manchester. Well, a bit more than that, actually. It was about just over an hour to get to Manchester. We were stuck in the ring roads around Manchester for a good 2.5 hours. So what should have taken just under 3 hours took over 5.
You hit it just at the wrong time, didn't you?
Well, no, I'm not so sure. It was just at the wrong time. It was just accidents and roadworks and accidents. It wasn't rush hour because we left at 2. So I think it was just accidents. And then and then you end up in gridlock, don't you? And you can't get out of it. No. And you just have to sit there and get on with it.
At least you went on your own, though.
Yes, I went with Hannah. So Hannah came in the van with me, which was great. Had some great company. I was listening to her music, which is not really my taste in music. And so then I made her listen to my music.
Excellent.
She's like, who are these? I was like, it's Boyzone. It's Boyzone. Do you not know Boyzone? These are rubbish.
So I don't think we have music on. We just chatted the whole way.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, we did chat as well. We did chat. So who did you go down with?
Louise travelled with me and Honey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Aura had someone to chat with as well in the back.
And
we had a really good journey. We made it in.
Stop rubbing it in.
About what, 4 hours, just under 4 hours, 3.75 hours.
Yeah, because you had the trailer on the back, didn't you? So you have to go slower. Yeah.
We were going to stop. I don't think we did stop on the way, though.
We did. We just didn't want to. We stopped, but we didn't get out.
We did get stuck a little bit, maybe for 20 minutes. That's
did
all.
You?
Yeah, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Again, that was M62.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even make it to the M62 because there was a massive crash on the M62. So we thought we'd be clever and go M60, M67, and then A57 that took us then onto the M18. And then.
How on earth do you remember all the broken?
Do you not?
No, I'm getting there. That I know the A55, the A494, the M56, M62.
No, you get on the M6 after that. You can't get from the M56 to the M62. You have to go northbound on the M6 towards Preston for about 4 junctions, and then you go off eastbound on the M62. Yeah. Or you'd be an idiot and you stay on the M56 thinking you're clever and get onto the M60 to the M67, and then it just didn't work. But there we go. We got there eventually, and it was good. And we camped with Valkyrie, didn't we? So
we
and that was really. Oh yes.
What?
There was the scandal.
Oh, the scandal.
The scandal.
Do you know what?
That was brilliant. Poor I am Lauren. Just so pleased that people go along with my harebrained ideas.
So it was really well acted.
Oh, wasn't it?
The Lauren, when you open, as soon as you open the door, that's it, she cuts.
Oh, brilliant. It was improv as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because I said, what are you going to say? Well, anyway, so anyone who hasn't watched the soap opera of the flyball, UKFL flyball champs, it was brilliant. We did a flyball kiss cam akin to Coldplay kiss cam. And I was like, right, we need somebody who is from a different club. Right, Carl, you need to do this. And if anyone knows Carl from Valkyrie, knows that he's pretty much up for anything. As long as it's legal. And I would say not cheating on his wife, but he clearly did on this one. So he was really up for it. And so was Louise, to be fair. So, and Louise, because she's only little, it worked really well. Because I thought, we can't have somebody tall. So I ruled myself out straight away. We need someone smaller. That and we'll be watching a PC, and they can be cuddling, aka the astronomer CEO and his head of HR that went viral. And so we staged that. It was brilliant.
It was very
and
funny.
Their acting was superb, and we released it. And then we released his apology letter the next day, didn't we? He'd let himself down, he'd let Lauren down, he'd let the Flyball community down. He wasn't going to let one moment of bad judgment, you know, affect the rest of his career, and he wanted privacy. Well, it was brilliant. And anyway, everyone loved it. And apparently people were coming up to him in at Champs telling him, you should resign. Shame on you. I cannot believe you did that to your wife.
I hope they didn't actually think that it was true.
No. They didn't. Well, at least I don't think they did. But he had lots of people going to him. And people going to Lauren and talking to Lauren about what her husband had been up to. Anyway, so that was that. And then we staged, didn't we? And that's when Jesus came into... because we're like, right, well, how can we do this? We need to make it look as though she's been crying. We need to, right, here, have this bottle of gin. There's all these cakes here. Make it look like you've been sat drowning your sorrows in gin and cake in your van. Hang on, let me go and get Jesus and Mary. So in my van, obviously, I had Jesus and Mary that I've collected. Oh, and that's the other thing as well I need to talk about. Don't look at me like that. I know it's you lot. Jesus and Mary. And then, do you remember that book I found?
Yes, Let Them.
Yeah, yes. Let Them. Well, honestly, it was like it was meant to be. So she'd been reading the book, Let Them, by Mel Robbins, so the Let Them Theory, the book that I've wanted for ages, and found in the middle of a field. How bizarre. So she was in the van, wasn't she? Mm. So we interviewed her afterwards, and it was the phrase, and it was only a PC. They weren't even watching cup racing. It was brilliant. So if anyone hasn't seen it, you need to go onto the UK. In fact, I think we only shared the first one on our pod.
Did we?
Yeah, we only shared the first one. I'll make sure we share the second two episodes of the saga. But anyone in UKFL have seen it because I inadvertently put it on the league events.
You did.
Rather than the hub page. But by the time I'd done it, I thought, well, better to ask for forgiveness than permission. I've already done it now. I can't stream the second episode of the saga on a different page. So we just have to keep going with it. So apologies to UKFL committee and board. Sorry, Cheryl. Sorry, Joe. Sorry, everybody on the committee. I won't do that again. I probably will, though, because as everyone knows, I'm a complete idiot when it comes to things like that. Talking about that, though, how lovely was it for UKFL to have asked the Flying Dogs podcast to conduct some interviews?
Indeed. We literally found out on the way.
Well, I know I did tell you beforehand.
No, you didn't. You said you knew beforehand, but you haven't actually said anything. We had this conversation there. You went, oh, yeah, they did say, did I not say anything?
No, I did, because I phoned Louise, because I spoke to Louise that night before I agreed. No one else answered the phone. Then you left the next morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I probably didn't have a chance to run it by you at that point. But I knew you'd be up for it.
Yeah, it was fine.
You'd be up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Tuesday night phone.
Unfortunately, the little sitting area was a lovely idea. However, it only worked in the evening when racing had finished, and racing went on quite late and we were tired. And so we had to move the area, didn't we?
Yeah, we moved it upstairs. It was quiet. Which was quite nice because we had the sponsor posted behind. In the middle of I'm sure we've got it on one of the outtakes on the interview with Gunter. What he must have thought of you. I've absolutely no idea. These were automatic lights, and we're all there having this interview. We're recording the audio for the interview. Somebody's recording the video of it so we can use the footage for UKFL socials. And Joe, you were sat on the stairs, weren't you?
I was just
looking pretty. And all of a sudden the lights went off at the top of the stairs. I thought, oh, okay, well, we'll just carry on because, you know, as long as we get the audio, it's fine. At which point, Joe thought it was a brilliant idea to take a top off.
Not literally, well, my jumper.
You take your jumper off.
I was looking for something to throw.
Yeah, I know you were. And you nearly took Gunter's head off. He had absolutely no idea what had happened when all of a sudden, a Flying Dogs podcast hoodie comes careering out of nowhere towards him as Joe's trying to reactivate the light. Well, she didn't realise that the activation was downstairs.
It was downstairs. So how many times did I have to go down? It went off about every 5 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah. So I had to run downstairs.
So you got your steps in
gently, quietly, run downstairs.
Quietly. Quietly after throwing your hoodie at Gunter. What he must have thought.
It was good. That interview was really good.
I really enjoyed it.
And I've listened to it again today. Have you? It's funny how you hear different things every time you listen to it.
Yeah.
It was really interesting.
And do you know what? Do you know one of the things that I think is nice? When I talk about doing flyball, I talk about doing flyball with my dog. Gunter talks about playing flyball.
So does Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And isn't that a lovely way of referring to it? Because you are playing a game with your dog.
Yeah.
A competitive game. You're playing a game, whereas I've never referred to it as playing flyball, but it absolutely is. Because you play a game of rounders. Mm. You play a game of basketball.
Yeah, you don't do rounders, do you?
No. So why do I do flyball with my dog, whereas actually... And so I think that's a lovely way of referring to it, playing flyball. So yeah, so now we play flyball.
We do.
Don't you know? Yeah. I'm taking that on. Playing flyball this weekend. Yeah, what's Neil going to think?
Well, you're not this weekend, are you? Are you there training on Sunday?
No, I'm not. Mm. And we need to talk about that because I want to see if I can move it to Wednesday. So I'm not training on Sunday. But we'll talk about that one offline there,
yes,
Jo.
Indeed.
That's okay.
That's fine.
But yeah, so no, I'm not there. I'm having to... work at an air show this weekend.
Yes.
So yes. So that will also be fun. But yeah, so Champs. Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah. I need to sorry, Joe.
Is this your little Lego man?
This is my little Lego man.
What
that
was he?
Everybody claims.
Was he Lego Jesus?
He was a little Lego Jesus.
Where is he now?
So well, he's at home. But because what happened was I went back to my van and everybody I think had been with me from Conway. Mm. I don't trust you the way you're looking at me. I honestly don't trust you.
Do you know who I think it was?
Matt.
Yeah.
No, well, he said it
because
wasn't.
Because he had a little Lego man on his
and
arm.
And I think you're trying to steer me away from
you. No, I knew nothing, honestly. I knew nothing.
So I got back to my van. So let's fill in the listeners. Mm. I got back to my van. And everybody who listens to the podcast knows about my love for Jesus and that Jesus comes everywhere with us. And now he's joined by Mary and and my love of the Pope, et cetera, et cetera. So I got back to my van. And I'd left my van open, I don't know why, but I'd left it unlocked. I don't normally, just for future reference. and I certainly am not now. And I opened my van, and next to my kettle was a small Lego figurine of Jesus with a sash on, a blue sash, saying Jesus loves you on it, on this little Lego thing. And I was like, what on earth is that? What on earth is that little Lego figure doing there? So I called everybody over, didn't I, and said, who's been in my van? No, not us, not us. We've been with you. Who's been in my van? And like you say, we've been with Valkyrie. They claim to know nothing about it, obviously. And I spoke to Lauren about it, and she went, although it's her level of cleverness.
What, not very?
I think it's quite a clever trick. Her level of cleverness, she said, I would never have gone in your van. So it's not me.
So do you know who, after Matt being the prime suspect because of his Lego, he had a little Lego man on his arm and a tattoo. So Jesus came from Live Wires.
Yeah.
Now, I saw Sam Bolton passing quite a few times.
Oh, did you? You see. But see, here's the other thing, though. So everybody claimed they didn't know anything about this Jesus. Mm. So it's quite a nice little Jesus. And I thought, I'll tell you what, I'm going to look after him. So he was out on the side with his little blue sash on. And I just remember he had a little sash on. Anyway, so I got home. So Hannah and I drove home. Oh, but before I left, I put Jesus away in my cupboard. So, because I didn't want him falling over while we were driving back. So I put him in the cupboard. And, or at least I thought I put him in the cupboard. Because then I got home and I thought to myself, this was the next day. Mm. I need to message Lauren and Carl to see if it was them. Because at that point, I've not asked Lauren and Carl because they'd been competing. I'd only asked Matt and you lot, and you'd all said it wasn't you. Mm. And so I messaged Lauren, and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go and get it. Mm. And I opened my van, and there he was on the side. And I thought, I'm sure I put him away. I must have got him out when I got back yesterday. And he was literally sat on the side, the little Lego Jesus with the sash on, saying Jesus loves you. So I grabbed it. And I went inside and I thought, well, I'll take a photo of it to send it to Lauren to say, thanks, you know, did you leave this little Lego Jesus in my van? And I couldn't get the right photo of it. I couldn't get the lighting right for it to say Jesus loves you. And I thought, well, I know it's fine because I've got the photo on my phone of the Jesus next to my kettle that I took 2 days ago. So I'll just send her that one. So I opened that photo up and realised that one had an orange sash in my hand and the other one had a blue sash.
Oh.
So then I was like, hang on a minute. It's either a colour-changing sash or there's a second Jesus. So obviously I ran back out to my van and opened the little cupboard where I thought I'd put him in. And there he was
with
a little blue sash. So there were two Jesuses in my van.
But the second one was put there later.
But I don't know when later because I took Hannah home. And so then I automatically thought, do you know what? It's got to be Hannah. Mm. She's got to put it out there. Mm. At which point, Joe's got to be in on it. And Louise has got to be in on it. And you're all swearing blind. Mm. So I've absolutely no idea where these Jesuses are coming from.
Sam Bolton's got to be up there.
Yeah, but she didn't come home with me, did she?
No, but did you look in your van immediately before going home?
Yeah, because I took the little man and put him, I took the Jesus and put him in my cupboard because I didn't want him falling over.
Scotty Harper.
It's weird.
It is weird.
It's really weird. It's really odd. So there is a phantom Jesus giver. And now I'm thinking every competition I'm going to go to now, people are going to try and sneak little Jesuses. Yeah. Aren't they? And maybe it's already started happening.
That's weird.
Maybe people are already starting to sneak little Jesuses into my van because they've listened to the pod and know how much I love Jesus. Or maybe, I don't know. Isn't it odd? But anyway, there we go. There's my little...
See Litchfield, I could see Litchfield.
I can see Litchfield doing it as well, if I'm honest. Barking for balls were near us.
They
but,
were really close.
Yeah, don't know. I don't know. There was a couple from Sirius Stars that with were camping Valkyrie, with Valkyrie.
Yeah.
So was it them? Don't know. But Litchfield, like you say, live wires kept going past us. Was it one of them? I just don't know. Keep going. Oh, we don't know where.
Yeah, because when Sam Bolton walked past, she didn't have Baxter with her. So it's not like she was taking him for walks. She was like going to the toilet. And we weren't the closest toilets to her. The closest toilets, because they were further back towards...
Yeah,
where we came last time. Two. Yeah,
yeah, but maybe she just wanted to be near us. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. But yeah, the Phantom Jesus Giver.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very grateful for them because you know how much I love Jesus. So I am very grateful for them. However, it is it's quite funny. And we've made it now in the podcast world.
Why is that?
We've had our first troll.
We've had a troll.
Keyboard warrior being mean to us, remember?
Oh, what was he saying?
It was about your poo bag theory.
Oh yeah,
there was that horrible person. Well, I don't know that they're a horrible person. They might not be a horrible person, but they weren't particularly kind, were they, to you?
Well, they just said that we were just fishing for clicks
and do better something like that. Yeah,
and they said no, this is a genuine thing. This actually, and then they did it. They shut up then, didn't they?
Yeah, and loads of people didn't like their comment.
They weren't
a very
good troll, were they?
No, they weren't a troll. But then I did get like, oh, why is somebody being mean? Because I don't like people being mean.
No,
and especially when it was about you.
Oh, I didn't care.
Oh yeah, but I do. I do. I wouldn't care if they were mean about me, but yeah, I care about if they're mean about you. Oh, so I was like, oh, then Miss Nasty, she just wants to talk about her poo bags.
I just couldn't believe it. I think it was you and Rachel. It was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you turning your poo bags inside out?
I know, but it is a genuine thing. And actually, it turns out more people do it as well. So, you know, I'm not the only one that does that. But half of me thought once they were mean, I was like, oh, that's not nice. Don't be horrible. That's really nasty. And then I thought, oh my goodness, this is what happens when you become famous.
Yeah, people start picking on you for no
reason. Yeah. So I think, not that we're encouraging our listeners to be horrible to us, because that would make me cry, because I come across as very confident and some would say maybe arrogant.
And critical.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my days. But I do, I come across as quite thick-skinned, but I do have feelings, and I do care. And I do get upset when people are horrible to my friends. I get more upset when people are horrible to my friends than being horrible to me. Like you said, you can give a stuff.
No.
But I'm like, oh, no, let Joe have a poo bag moment. And then I thought, oh, yeah, don't want people to be horrible to us. But yeah, we kind of made it now. We've had someone be mean to us for no reason.
Yeah, that's the line, isn't it? We've crossed that line.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. So, but yeah, Champs was so good. And I think we've broken the Champs curse.
Yes. Oh, we had a brilliant year.
Oh.
A brilliant year. We did less, didn't we? It was a bit more calm this year. We didn't try and force so much, you know.
Oh, that was just awful. Yeah, I mean, and this is the thing, because we've suffered, if anyone knows the Champs Curse, I think a lot of teams have become victim to the Champs Curse. And it can be very, very time intensive, emotionally intensive, physically intensive.
And there's a big build up to it, so there's a lot of expectation, isn't there?
Yeah, and you will have a good time because it's cost you a fortune. Yeah, yeah. Two, you've driven for ages to get here. Three, we're all here, so we're going to have a great time. And there's a lot of pressure on people. And last year we ended up... we lost our captain, didn't we, last year?
We did.
Which was really upsetting for everybody. Yeah. And when we say we lost our captain, she didn't die. Just so everyone knows, we didn't lose our captain. No. And we didn't lose her somewhere, and we haven't found her. she just decided that, you know, it was just a bit much, wasn't it? Yeah, so yeah. And there was a big old emotional baggage that went with that. Huge. And it was awful, and it took quite a lot to recover then, didn't it?
And it took a lot of time afterwards to recover.
Yeah, it really did. And you know, I think you can end up looking at your fly ball life and thinking, is this worth the emotional energy I'm putting into it? Because oh my goodness, this is just too much. Yeah. And it's taking over my life, and two, it's so emotionally draining and physically draining. And there were long days, weren't they?
And I think last year was
tempers
really
just
long.
Got frayed. Yeah. And because the year before was quite similar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, everybody was a bit frayed by the end of it. So as obviously I was asked to become the captain of the team, it wasn't my choice, but obviously I'm not going to let you guys down, and I feel I have taken on the role as captain pretty well, quite well.
You certainly have.
So I was really conscious not to overdo it with entries this year, because I knew that I didn't want people to be tired, I didn't want people to be emotionally drained, and I wanted people to enjoy it more than anything else. So I was really conservative with what I entered people for. I personally had an absolute ball from start to finish.
Yeah, there was no rushing, was there, this year? It was brilliant. You know, and Liz is fantastic. She's done all our list.
Oh,
so we
could
work from our list this year. So that made it a lot easier to to follow the day. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was great, and it was just lovely we had very few clashes inside and outside, whereas last year it seemed like we clashed everywhere. Yeah.
But then you couldn't run inside and outside this year, could you? So that kind of helped.
But I think last year we had indoor singles, outdoor league racing, indoor PCs in a different ring, and it was just it was our own doing because we wanted to make the most of it. But actually, in the end,
it was too much.
We just it just ended up too much. We concentrated mostly on outdoor this year, didn't we? Apart from the one day where you ran indoor singles, and I think it worked really well. And we weren't too tired in the evenings, and we could do the interviews that UKFL wanted us to do, which was great. I must admit, we didn't particularly go to any of the social functions, although they did look really good fun. You know, when we were going and meeting people for interviews, you know, the music was blaring, people seemed like they were having a great
people
time.
People certainly seem to, it's not my cup of tea, to be honest. I'd rather have a cup of tea.
It's not your cup of tea. Your cup of tea is a cup of tea.
I do love Bongo's Bingo.
Yeah.
That's what we should do one year.
Oh, that would
like
be good.
Have like a bingo.
Yeah, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We could do that.
There were lots of people there, and they certainly seemed to be enjoying
themselves. They certainly did, it was really good. And you could hear the music going for quite a long time, couldn't you? So it was, it seemed, and the amount of effort that the committee put in to making that champs work was just phenomenal. Yeah. Abby Meller, honestly, I don't know how she does it. Mm. She works full time. She's got kids. She's got family. Mm. She runs a flyball team. You know, she runs with Northants, doesn't she? And she's the chair of the committee, which must, I don't know how she does it.
No,
honestly.
No.
She did an absolutely phenomenal job. Even if it was just my plethora of messages that went to her back and forth and back and forth.
And imagine if that was every
couple. The whole point. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. That was just with me. Mm. You know, and she was so lovely every single time. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, it's only me again. Can I do this? I'm really, really sorry. Can you just confirm this? And she's like, yeah, no problem. And I'm like, you must hate me. No, it's fine. And I'm like, well, I hate me for doing this. You know, so.
And she even gave an interview.
Oh, she did, yeah. Actually, we will be broadcasting that interview on the pod. But I loved the champs this year. Really, really, really loved it. And it was super successful. Every single dog and team got a podium finish.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Literally. I don't know. And I think it was the lady from Stormy's, Tony's wife. Sue?
Yes.
Sue. Yeah. Sue. She said she was sat next to us, wasn't she? She was sat next to us. And she's like, blimmin' heck, Conway, would you want to leave something on the table for anyone else? Because it was literally, we were up and down like a pair of horse knickers, weren't we? And that was just Louise. We were up and down, weren't we? And it was lovely. And to be recognised as well for, you know, the effort we've put in, because people have really tried this year, and you know, we've made changes to the team. We've had an awful time in the last in the run-up to champs, didn't we? So where we just a dreadful time that one of our dogs had to pull out at the last minute due to
Oh, yeah. Death in the family.
And poor husband Richard, who was as much part of the club as everybody else.
Yeah.
It really affected us, I think.
I still missed him in the lineup.
Oh,
because I'm obviously start dog and he was dog four.
Yeah.
So I'd literally turn around and Ant's not there.
I know.
It's like, yeah.
I know. And poor Richard, he's always a little smiling face at the end of the ring. Oh, just it was really, really horrible to be there without them. But in not having Anne, we had Vicky Oldham and Ollie, her son, syncing with us, which was brilliant.
Now, really I didn't realise that Maverick, who ran with us, so there's a post gone on because they're running at BFA Champs, and that's his debut in Open, BFA Champs.
Oh, really?
So that was, we were his debut in Open.
It opened team racing. He'd done Open singles before. So he did brilliantly,
did so well.
Didn't he? Mm. And yeah, we came away with second, didn't we? Which is so much better than I thought we were going to get. So we're really pleased with that, and you know, we pulled together as a team, and it was funny because people were recognizing us in the team, and it was Hayley
was funny.
She was so funny.
I recognized your voices.
Who does she want? Was it Rapid Rascals?
Rascals?
Hi Hayley, because I know you listen.
Hi Hayley. I always love her hair.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't
it? Ace.
Yeah, and matching. She had different colour shoes on.
Oh, did she?
Did you not notice? No. Yeah, different colour shoes on to go with her outfit.
Hayley, can you send us a picture of your shoes?
Yeah,
please?
To send us a picture of your shoes. Different pairs of shoes and different socks every time. Yeah, so she must buy a blue pair and a green pair, and then just wear one of each.
Yeah. She must have to wear them equally, otherwise you'd wear one out, wouldn't you?
Only if you ran in circles. It depends if she turned left or right.
Throw a ball and see.
Or for me, you just have to throw me a dairy milk bar. But so it was lovely that we were getting recognised in the ring as well. Because somebody recognised Hannah's voice, didn't they?
Yes.
Said, oh, I know you're Hannah because you're on the box.
Yeah.
And we forgot to tell Hannah, didn't we, that we changed the dog.
Oh, do you know what? Bless her.
So she put the wrong ball in the wrong hole and wondered why the dog spat.
No, she put the right ball in the right hole. We sent the wrong dog.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Yeah, that's true. We just forgot to tell her that we were sending a completely different dog at his dog four that had a different ball in a different hole.
Yeah.
Turned the other way. So that was our fault. But yeah, it was. It was good. Really, really enjoyed Champs this year.
Yeah. Aura got a PB.
She did.
She, on the Thursday in indoor singles. And we kind of didn't record it because we were so gobsmacked. We recorded her running down. I saw the time. Adele saw the time. We looked at each other and went, oh, did you just see that? Yeah, but then went back and the time had gone off the screen.
Oh,
it was like,
no.
With my start was Abigail.
So she'll get it again. She'll get it again. And if you get your start sorted, it'll be a real time.
She did get a 3.95 singles, which is a PB. That's, I don't know. She didn't have a single time before.
No, she didn't. She did 4.08 from 12 months ago, it had already fallen off anyway. So she's broken the 4 second mark, which is brilliant.
She's doing
really good because she's maintaining a fast time as start dog as well.
Yeah.
So in the team. So even when she's running out on harps, but her and harps get on so well, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, they're both kind of, they've grown up together, haven't they?
Yeah.
And so you know that they've
always got each other's back.
Oh my goodness.
Not always in a good way.
When one barks, the other one's like, I've got you. What are you barking at? I've got you. What are we barking at? Oh, right. Okay.
Whatever it is, I'm with you.
Literally, it is, isn't it? But it's lovely. So one of the things that they mentioned during the judges' meetings within Champs was that some ring party decisions, so spots of spits were missed, and this, that and the other, and the judges weren't quick on picking them up. So actually, some of the results were based on incorrect ring party.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it was hammered home in the mornings, right, you really, really need to be on top of ring party. And it was explained that, you know, a lot of these people haven't done ring party, and I explained and said, well, if they listen to our podcast, they will find out. But it's one thing learning the theory behind it, but it's another thing actually putting it into practice. And one of the things that Joe said was, when he was giving the judges brief, he said, look, if there's somebody not too confident on ring party, which is absolutely understandable and fine, if there is somebody else around that is more experienced and willing to sit and just talk them through it, use those people because I don't think you're ever going to find anybody who's watching racing.
Yeah.
If you as a judge go, would you mind just sitting this person?
Everyone's quite generous with their knowledge, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they really are. Yeah. They really are. And do you know, I found as a judge, it was really odd that there are some things that some of the Southern teams did that I was like, why are you doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'd ask the question and go, ooh, right, okay. So why have you put all the lights on?
Mm.
Oh, because there's a jump that's fallen over. Well, I know there's a jump that's fallen over. I've blown the whistle.
Mm.
But you don't need to put all the lights on to get my attention. It was
because there were two lights on previously, weren't there?
Well, there were, yeah. And that was in a different situation.
Okay.
What happened was, in that situation, was a dog ran over and interfered, and there were already two faults on that lane.
Okay.
A dog ran over and interfered, and the line judge I blew the whistle, and the line judge put all the lights on. And I said, why did you put all the lights on? He said, because a dog ran over. And I said, well, why have you put all the lights on? Because you shouldn't be putting all the lights on. I know the dog ran over, which is why I blew the whistle to stop the race. I said, but now, because it's interfered, I now need to give the win to that lane. However, I need to give it as an average, depending on how many faults I've got. At the moment, you've given every single dog that's run a fault, and only three dogs have run.
Mm.
So, you know, the maximum I can give it is, you know, because it's interfered with the third dog, the maximum I can give it is average 7, but I know that that's not the case. The maximum it really will be is an average 6. How many faults were on it before? Well, I don't know. And I said, well, luckily I know that there were already two faults on it, but you do not need to put all the lights on when a dog interferes.
And didn't that's what the captain told them to do?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, it was. And I thought, well, that's definitely not something that we've ever done.
No.
Up north, should I say. So there is some differences within ring party advice.
It's quite good just to have a read through, isn't it?
Yeah.
Read through the rules if you're not sure of anything. They're all there available.
And that's it as well. It's a case of don't worry if you're inexperienced. Don't worry if you're underconfident. Just tell the judge.
Yeah.
Tell the judge because there will be somebody who is willing to sit with you. Because I remember starting out on light on the line, thinking, oh my goodness, my heart rate was through the roof.
Mm.
And actually, you don't need to be in that position. There are plenty of people, like you say, that are quite willing with their knowledge, and they're quite happy to sit. Because we've had people, Litchfield came and sat with us,
they did.
Which was great.
Yeah,
And just to have that, the extra pair of eyes on the line is always worth it as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Spotting those spits,
indeed.
So it was good. But yeah, so if anything from me as a level 2 judge, if you're not confident on ring party, Just tell the judge.
Yeah.
Then
you're going to become better at ring party, which obviously is better for the judges.
Yeah.
They want good ring, solid ring party.
Yeah,
don't
they? Yeah.
So next year at Champs, we're in Anglesey.
Oh, that is going to be so good.
37 minutes drive.
Ah, 37. Not that you've timed it. But I still want to camp, though, you know.
I'm going to camp.
Yeah. I still want to camp, although it'll probably be extortionate.
Likewise, they'll camp off site, won't they? They go back campsite down the road, don't they?
Yeah. I like the camping on site, and it adds to the champs feel, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But won't it be lovely just to have that 37-minute drive home?
37 minutes. Mm. Beautiful. You could just like stay an extra day and go straight to work.
I could, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's not a bad shout.
You'd have Harper with you, though.
I can have Harper with me at work. It's fine. Yeah, I'll take her into work.
I'll have a shower so you don't stink.
Are there showers at work? Oh, there'll be showers at champs.
There will.
Yeah.
Oh, the showers at champs this time. So we were right by a shower block, weren't we? And the shower, if you had them in order, like standing in front, it would be shower number 4, the one on the very right-hand side. It was dodgy from day one.
It was.
It just wouldn't stop running.
No.
So at night, we were having to check no one was in there. Switch it off. I'm really sorry to the person who might have been in there.
You turned it off on someone, didn't you?
I did. I noticed straight away that I could, like, when I turned it off, I was like, oh, that door looks closed properly. Okay, so put it back on again. So it'd be like it went off on the wall and like they just would have hit it a couple of times.
Oh, right, yeah,
because so it's all fine.
And what happened to you in the shower?
I got locked in. So
I think this is the best thing
ever.
Oh my
God, no, it's made me realise how frightened I am of being locked into these places. Honestly, I instantly panicked. So again, I went into shower number 3, which is next to shower number 4 that lots of water's coming out of. And I closed the door, I had my shower, and then I got all my stuff. I came back to the door.
And you didn't have your phone, did you?
Didn't have my phone.
Why would you?
Obviously, it's in the shower. And I went to open the door. And because the shower, when they'd put it in situ, they hadn't put the legs down at the end. It was really wobbly. So as you're in the shower and other people are in the other showers, the whole thing's moving. So the whole thing had moved in front of the steps. So when I went to open the door, I couldn't open the door because it was open into the steps.
Oh.
And I instantly panicked. I just like felt my heart rate go up.
Did you?
And luckily, I was only in there probably like 10 seconds and someone saw me like pushing the door and it not opening. They moved the steps out of the way. But then I saw the same happen 2 or 3 times. So I don't know how many people got locked in that shower. I did report it, but nothing was done. and the water just got worse and worse. By the last day, the bit that you press for the shower to come on had come off completely, and there was just a
constant water.
Yeah. Oh, right. So we had to turn the showers off and just put it was out of order.
Right.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, when you got locked in there, I found it hilarious. And then I went for a shower and thought, oh no, I know what's going to happen here. I'm going to get locked in.
Honestly, it's put me off getting a lift. Really? I doesn't like lifts. So we went in the lift to go upstairs, but, you know, with the box, I think, to take it up and outside. Yeah. And Hannah went on and she walked. She left me and the box in there. She's like, I don't do lifts.
Really?
I totally get that now, because if I got locked in a lift, I think I might die.
You wouldn't die.
No, I think I might.
There's an alarm.
Yeah, in my head.
So do you suffer from claustrophobia then?
I didn't think so, no.
Oh.
And then just that instant thought of being locked in.
To be fair, I don't think I would like it. Mm. I think I'd probably think, oh, if I had my phone and I had a nice comfy seat, I'd be lush. Tell you what, no one knows I'm in here. I've got at least half an hour.
Before someone comes looking.
Someone comes looking for me. Captain Critical, where is she? I don't think I'd like it, because it's that thought. And I was having a shower like quite early in the morning. Mm. So I'd get up and have a shower early in the morning. So
no one else is about.
There's no one else about, yeah. So I could have ended up getting locked in there. Mm. And I only have a shower when the showers, don't I? I know that sounds like a stupid thing to say.
It is. But we take our own shower, don't we?
You don't take your own shower. You take your own flipping... It's a shower head that you attach to a cold bucket. and a shower cubicle thing that if... You, and I have seen... I have seen far too much, because when you bend over and your bum touches the side...
You can see it through.
It goes see through.
We have got a new cubicle now. So
oh, do you?
Yeah. This one's not a pop-up one. This is like a...
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, I'm still not having one because...
The water's still cold.
You wash your hair in cold... No. It is just not happening. I would rather smell.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what a baby wipe shower is for. Baby wipe bath. So that's why I have plenty of baby wipes in my van.
See, a lot of the caravans have showers now, don't they?
They do, yeah. Yeah, Rachel does, and she's got a lovely hot shower in her caravan.
Yeah.
But no cold shower.
No.
It is not happening. Absolutely not. But Oz and she have nice showers.
They do.
Yeah, so I like that. So I'll have a shower when I go to Stormy's comps. But yeah, I would rather smell
it. None at Cheshire.
No. But then equally, we've only ever really stayed one night there, haven't we?
Yeah.
And I can just about get away with that.
Yeah.
Plenty of spray. I tell you where's doing a lovely spray.
Where?
I can't remember. No, Aldi.
Aldi.
Is it Lidl or Aldi? Oh, it's like the Sol de Janeiro. Oh, it's incredible. So if anyone has Sol de Janeiro, which is phenomenally expensive and all teenage girls love it, and you get it at like airports and stuff, and it's like it's a body spray, but 30 quid a bottle.
So what's it called, the one in Aldi / Lidl?
I don't know, it's just called body spray, but it's got a look of Sol de Janeiro. So it looks like it's a smaller bottle. It's like £1.29 and it smells just as nice. So I think it's Aldi, because I don't think I've been to Lidl for a while. If it is, it's Aldi. So have a look, and it's see-through bottle, and it's like a pink liquid, and it's got a like a thing of Sol de Janeiro. Now they do one like a caramel popcorn one. Now I don't want to. The wasps would have been horrendous.
Oh, wasps were awful.
They were terrible, weren't they? So many people got stung. Susan McDermott got stung on the lip. She went to bite a burger, didn't she?
Yeah.
And got stung on her lip. A lot of dogs got stung. Aura. How many times has she nearly eaten a wasp?
I thought she'd got one at one point.
Oh. So,
do you know what that noise is?
No.
So it's the upstairs toilet.
Oh, is it a macerating toilet?
No.
Oh.
It's just started making a ridiculous noise.
Oh, right.
We had an extortionately expensive plumber to come and fix it.
And he's not really fixed it.
Mm, yeah. Doesn't sound like it, does it?
No. You don't want to be going to the toilet in the middle of the night.
No, yeah.
You'll wake everyone up. Mm. But I tell you what I enjoyed at Champs, interviewing for Tizo.
Yes, or for Tizo.
Now, what is it? She said they didn't call it anything.
We called it for tease over day.
Did I?
Yeah, and she said the same. But
oh, so, I've changed it in my head now then, because yeah. I've called it for tease.
But you bought one, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
As did Liz.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
She got one for her sister's knee, didn't she?
Who did?
Liz.
She got it for Mabs.
No, I think it was for a sister. Or a mum's knee.
You sure? Because she got the vet one.
Yeah, yeah, because you can use it on both.
Yeah.
But that's what it was for.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But she'd done loads of research. Yes. Liz is fabulous. So because Liz had done all the research on, and so this Vitizo, it is ultra-red light therapy.
Mm.
And it activates the mitochondria in the cells, which is the energy, like the engine of the cell.
Mm.
And so it effectively, it's been used quite extensively in rehabilitation and in fixing injuries. However, what they're now finding is it is really beneficial in prehab rather than rehab. Mm. So for people into sport, if you do on your joints and your muscles and everything like that, if you do it before sport, it stops those injuries. Mm. And there's extensive research.
And it's vet approved. And if if your animal has a diagnosed condition, you can get it on your vet insurance.
You can. Yeah, your insurance. I think she said Pet Plan and Agria.
That's right.
It was approved.
We'll put a link on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really good. But I've been using it on Harper and Kaiser actually since I've got home. Oh, I'll tell you what, they love it.
Aww.
Absolutely love it. And I slept funny on my neck the other night, and so I used it on myself.
Oh, very good.
And it's really good. Neil thinks it's a big con, but he would think that. But he went, it's a red LED light. What are you doing? You tell me you didn't buy that. So
it was only a tenner.
It's fine. No, Neil, I didn't buy it. You bought it. but to be fair, you know, it is nice. It is good. And, you know, the research, if you just have to Google it, you look at the research. And the results speak for themselves. So I was absolutely sold on it. And if you listen to our interview with Ruth from Vitizo, and give them a follow on their Instagram page, then it tells you all about it. Really, really good. I enjoyed that. And also, we spoke with Notch, didn't we?
We did speak with Notch.
Yeah. So some things in the pipeline with Notch, which watch this space is
indeed.
All I'm going to say.
Indeed.
Watch Notch. It's overall really, really great champs. We got to watch the cup racing as well.
Oh,
that was one of the things that I really
close.
Enjoyed.
Yeah.
I know some people didn't like racing being stopped to go and watch cup racing, but I really enjoyed watching the cup racing.
And as a judge, if the racing hadn't been stopped, you'd have been forced to be outside judging.
Yeah.
When you really wanted to be inside
watching. I really wanted to be inside watching, yeah. So, or even if teams were racing outside, you know, you're stuck outside, aren't you?
Yeah.
But I appreciate the fact that some people were expecting an earlier finish, and that didn't happen because they put less teams on the outside to allow for the fact that there were going to be lots of gaps in racing. So at the beginning of the day, we thought, hey, we're going to be finished by 11, 12 o'clock.
I mean, unfortunately, the lights didn't help outside, did they? We had some big issues with them.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Lucy Grant came to the rescue.
She did come to the rescue like Spider-Man, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She was there. She flicked a few switches.
Yeah, and it worked.
And it worked, yeah. She was great. but yeah, and Abby came out to help as well.
Mm-hmm.
People were really... really helpful. I think you get the gist from the way I'm talking that I thought Champs was an overriding success this year.
Yeah.
And I think the committee did a phenomenal job. Mm. And I'd be more than happy with the same format again next year for Anglesey.
Yes.
I'd be happy with it.
It's going to be interesting because obviously it's 1 year only at Anglesey. So it's, you know...
One year only. Oh, that's one night only, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's only going to be the 1 year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although, And it would be nice because BFA have split it into an outdoor champs and an indoor champs. Oh, didn't the UKFL have a winter champs this year?
Yeah.
I'm sure they did, didn't
it's
they?
It's booked again this time.
Is it? Yeah, when is that for?
Winter.
Oh, yeah, all right. Whereabouts in winter?
No idea.
I can't remember. I think it's purely November. Indoor, isn't it?
Is it November?
See, if it is November, I can make November.
See, how about, you don't want to camp. You'll be all right in your van, they've got heating, but...
Well, I've never used it.
Yeah, but what if it's, like, really cold?
It won't be, it's Lincoln. It's fine, just take a big sleeping bag. It's hardly Everest, is it? No, I'm not being funny. Crikey. Yes, where are the outdoor tents? They're in Alaska. You need to build your own igloo. Lincoln in November, it's fine. That's it. It's not going to be snowing, let's just say that. Oh, that would be good. Let's have a look at going there. That would be nice. I'd like to do that. But I do have a very busy December this year. I'm away for pretty much all of December.
Really?
Yeah. I'm already panicking about not being able to make any training because I'm away pretty much all of December. So if you, like I say, we talked about interviewing Gunter
yes.
a second. And Joe, you did a phenomenal job. I've listened to your interview with Catherine Palin and Abby Meller. You are now taking over as the interviewer.
Oh, no.
You are brill. So I don't know whether Hannah's going to attach them on to the end of this podcast.
I have sent them to her. I don't think she will because I've just looked at the time and we're already on 53 minutes.
Okay, so it might just be a bonus clip for next
interviews.
Week, maybe.
Yeah. And there was also an interview with Craig Buglass. And Violet and Riley to also go.
Okay. So. We could do a full
together.
The five interviews, put them all together, that would be a good episode.
Yeah.
So watch out for a bonus episode. And what have we got coming up? We've got the Edgeless Bark Show, haven't we?
Edgeless Bark Show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got three comps in a row, which are proving very complicated.
They are proving complicated. I would say they're all UKFL comps, but they're not. So UKFL comp at Oswestry, weekend after BFA comp at Cheshire, weekend after Livewire comp at Cheshire. It's proving complicated, but only because I've made it complicated, in so much as I've asked for payment for one of them. I've asked for payment for the Livewire one.
Which is the last one. Yeah.
But I've not asked for payment for the other ones yet. And I've made a couple of mistakes on the entries, and then people have had to pull out of some of them because they can't do three in a bounce. And so it's not complicated in any way other than the fact that it's kind of just, I've engineered it that way, unfortunately. And and what I have a habit of doing as Captain Critical is thinking an entire thing from start to finish and actually only conveying half that message.
Yes.
So, yeah, Neil goes mad at me at home because I'll be thinking about something and I'll say, but you know, he's not even going. And he'll be like, who's not going where?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? And I'll be like, no, I'm talking about blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to blah. And he went, no, you need to set the scene and tell me what you're thinking about first. And then we can talk about it. And I'm like, oh, did I not do that? No. You thought the first half of the conversation and then you only spoke the last half. So I do have a habit of doing that. So hence, I've asked for payment for the last competition and I've thought about asking for payment for the first half competitions, but I haven't. But it'll be fine.
It will be fine.
They're all pretty much local, aren't they?
Yeah.
Pretty local.
Do you know what I'm doing in the morning?
Go on, what are you doing? Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Go on.
Go in the gym.
Oh. Who's Jim? Jim who?
Jim Bowen.
Jim Bowen? Is he the one
Isn't he the one off the darts thing?
Or is that? Bully.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, can't beat a bit of bully. Is that what he says?
I can't remember.
Is it? You can't beat a bit of bully?
I think so.
Or something like that, and you can win a speedboat. Look what you could have won. Yeah.
But now we're going to the gym with Caitlin. Quarter to six, I'm meeting her in the morning.
Oh, you weirdo.
Yeah.
No. Although, good for you. Good for you. I'll probably be awake at quarter to six.
Will you?
Scrolling through my phone, though.
Yeah.
But yeah,
thinking about competitions.
Yeah, probably thinking about competitions, thinking about work. Oh, stress work at the moment. But well, enjoy your gym.
I shall. Mm. I enjoy when Caitlin goes, and we're done.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do. That's it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you She's very good, bless her.
Like sweating mess in the corner?
No, I'm not.
Are you not? You're not working hard?
I know, well, yeah, yeah. But she's very good.
Is she your gym instructor?
Yeah, she says, two more. So she knows I'm like knackered, two more.
And does she lie like a cheap watch?
No, I did do 20 of something the other day, and she's like, that's not 20. I went, yeah, it is. Actually, it's 23 if you count when I changed the weight and then redid them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you that's never good. Trust the counting of a personal trainer or a daughter. Yeah, personal trainers, they'll always lie. Two more. Yeah.
She says she waits for me to look like I can't do any more, then says two more.
Oh, does she?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, look like you can't do any more. I
might start puffing and panting. Yeah. But then I'm only kidding myself, aren't I?
Well, you are, yeah. Oh, do three more, Foxer. Do three more and go, there's an extra one. There you go. You thought I could only do two. No. You're probably.
That should maybe do four more.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, she'll do two more now. Yeah.
But it's nice and quiet that time in the morning.
Oh, good. Good. Mm. Yeah, enjoy that. Oh, well.
Indeed.
You can think about me in bed. Well, that sounds about that, doesn't it?
I won't be thinking about you in bed.
Why? What's wrong with me in bed? I tell you what, Hannah enjoyed canoodling.
Oh.
No, she didn't. As in, we didn't canoodle. Yeah. Not she didn't. Not she didn't enjoy it.
She was
it.
Horrified.
It was her that suggested it.
Sorry?
The canoodling,
was it?
Yeah, she said she wanted to canoodle and I said no.
That, this the when word we had is the whole canoe.
Canoe, yeah, exactly.
And no.
There is a no in the canoodle. Mm. But yeah, so she stayed in the awning and kept her curtains well closed.
Oh, bless her. Must have been odd without a dog for her.
Yeah, because she couldn't take Olive because Olive was in season.
Mm.
But I think she enjoyed it overall.
Mm.
I quite like going to competitions without a dog, if I'm honest. Although, did I tell you? I think I put on the chat today, didn't I? You know, because Neil said hard no.
On
a new dog. Hard no on a new dog. Mm. We're not having a new one. And you know what I want? I want a border whip, either a brindle border whip or a blue and white border whip. Mm. Maybe with a little bit of terrier. Not so keen about the old... Oh, hello, Aura. Not so keen about the old Mallee in it. But although looking at some of the stud dogs that were available, some of them have got Mallee in them. Yesterday we were on a walk. We took the dogs for a walk and... saw this little brindle border whip puppy and I mentioned to the man, I went, oh, that's my ideal next dog. And we walked away and Neil said, why didn't you ask him where he got it from? I was like, ooh,
why would you do that,
why
Neil?
Would I do that, Neil? Because I'm not allowed a new one. And he just looked at me. I was like, okay, maybe I'm breaking him down,
maybe
slowly.
He's softening.
No, he's a roughy tufty fighter pilot. He ain't gonna soften. He like eats glass. Anyone who knows Neil knows he is not like that at all. I think he'd probably more describe it as wearing him down. You know, I'm probably just wearing him down. So you never know. I might have another little friend for you, Aura, and a little sister for Harper.
Would you go for a girl?
I think so, yeah.
Would you?
Only because of Kaiser.
See, I think I would go for a boy because I think she'd settle better. And I think now he's older, he would be better. He'd be okay with either, I think.
Do you think?
Because she can be a little cowbag with them girls.
Who, Aura?
Mm.
See, Harper would be fine with a girl.
Yeah.
I think Harper would be fine with a girl. And I think Kaiser would have more of a problem because he's such a dominant male.
Mm.
I think he'd have more of a problem if I got a male.
Mm.
And I think, although I was about to say I'll bond better with a girl, but I don't think I would because I bonded much quicker with Kaiser.
Mm.
I've only bonded with Harper. So she's 4 this September.
Mm.
And I would say only in the last 6 to 12 months have we got a bond.
Gosh.
Yeah. So I wouldn't even say I'd bond with a girl more.
Mm.
But I just think a girl would fit into my lifestyle
yeah.
and the household more. But I might be wrong, you know, mm. because like you say, Kaiser, he's 8 now. So maybe he's a little bit, yeah. you know, more accepting.
More chilled.
Yeah. Well, he is pretty chilled anyway, isn't he? He's a pretty chilled dog. So who knows? Mm. Who knows? I might have another dog by the end of the year.
Mm.
Da, 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 da.
Got a birthday coming up, haven't you?
I do, yeah. It's not a big one, though. Not that that would make a difference.
It's only going to be a small dog, it's fine.
That's true. That's true. I mean, it's a big birthday in terms of number wise, but it's not yeah. a special birthday.
It's not got any nuts in it.
No, no. It's a big birthday in terms of I am old. but it's not a big birthday in terms of naughty. But there we go. So that concludes episode 11 of the Flying Dogs podcast. Tune in.
If you can hear sniffing, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that's or a sniff in the mic. You tune in next time where we will talk about, broadcast the interviews with Catherine Palin, Abby Meller, and Craig Bugas. And other Violet,
yes, yeah.
Focus Violet,
yeah,
Focus Violet, yeah,
and
Riley, who's Riley
from Reva Rebels?
Oh, nice,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's nice. I didn't know you'd interviewed
yeah,
him,
yeah, he was cool.
Oh, good, yeah, so tune in next time, listen to those interviews, you'll get to see different people's takes on flyball and how they got on at the champs. And we will speak to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Bye.